الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الناس كلهم هالكون إلا العالمون العالمون كلهم هالكون إلا العاملون العاملون كلهم هالكون إلا المخلصون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and brothers, I have recited an hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown mankind the salvation for his hereafter. That if we follow this hadith, one can get the ticket to Jannat. However, before we come to the hadith, a very important point is supposed to be noted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. But He has created us, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ بِبُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When we have come out from the womb of the mothers, the baby, they all have come in, out in this world without any knowledge, total ignorance. In other words, when a person came into this world, they have no wonders in them at all. All the wonders is outside. Now one has to bring that own wonders into his heart, into his life. For example, if a person goes to a garden, very beautiful garden, full of aroma there, but if he closes his nose and go in there, will he achieve anything? Nothing at all. When he closes his eyes and he walks in that beautiful garden, will he see anything? He will see nothing. He'll achieve nothing. So one said he'll go to a beautiful place, achieve nothing. Likewise, he will not even smell anything. What will he derive? Nothing. No benefit at all. Likewise, a person, if he closes his ears and you can hear the beautiful qiraat of the Holy Quran or the beautiful message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if he's got his ears clogged, so what will go into his ears? Nothing at all. He will not derive any benefit at all. The only time when he derives benefit is the time when he opens his eyes, he opens his ears, he opens his heart toward those things, then only it will affect him to bring into his life. Otherwise, no matter how much you speak, no matter how much you advise, if a person is not prepared to listen to it, then no matter what you, if a Nabi can come down to, it makes no difference. So what do we learn from here? It's the most important thing that before we can think of doing anything, we have to learn to accept and to listen and to accept and to follow. Now you find kufr and iman here. Nabis have come down. The Quran has come down. There's nothing more greater than the Holy Quran. But if the heart is not prepared to accept, then no matter how many Qurans can come down, it will make no difference to the kafir. He will still remain a kafir because he's not made up his mind. The effect is when the person brings those things, the wonders that is outside him, bring into his life. If he does not bring into his life, in his inner life, it makes no difference at all. A man can talk all the time. You can advise everyone all the time. But if he is not prepared to accept, then it makes no difference. You are just talking. So we come to realize that the most important thing before we do anything is to learn to accept, and to accept it as the right thing, the right message. I'll give you an example. There was a very great Hakim. He was very great, he was a great alim also, but he had a habit of going to the jungles all the time looking for roots. So one day what happened? He was so tired and he came to the city and he fell asleep right in the city. Next moment the king comes there with his army and is passing by. Now it's obvious when a king is passing by, everyone must be alert. They must be out of his way. However, this king sees this person and tells him, go and tell him to wake up. He does not know the king is here. But he was so tired for so many days, not sleep. He did not even know what was happening. The person came and shook him up. The king saw that nothing is happening. So he, from his horse, he comes down and gives him a hard kick, you know, and wake him up. That, don't you know I'm the king? I've come and you have no respect for me. And he began to tell him so many things, that I am the owner of this, I got this treasure and that treasure. He began to boast about him, whatever he has, he's the owner of. However, this person was a great person also. He began, the king shook him up, he began to rub his eyes. And the king said, don't you know who I am? He said, I'm trying to think now which beast kicked me. Because he's always in the jungle, so that is his life. So he said, I don't know, I'm just trying to fathom out which beast kicked me. Now that is an insult for the king. He became very angry and began to take him to task. That I am the king, you should respect me. He told the king, all these things what you're telling me is outside you. That crown that you're wearing, the moment you take the crown out, you no more the king. That clothing that you're wearing is all outside you. Take it out, you no more the king. The treasures you're talking about, it's all outside you. You're only praising those things which is outside. Talk of something which is inside you. That a time when you take your throne out too, you're still inside, you've got that kamal in you. Talk of that. He says, when you got nothing in you, you're only boasting about those things which is outside you. What difference it makes if it's not you? If the building is beautiful, the building is beautiful, but you are not beautiful. If the house, if you got the throne, you got the throne is great, you're not great. When will you become great? That even if you do not have those things, you still remain great. The moment he told the king that, he came to his senses that no doubt that it's a very big mistake that I made, that the kamal of a man is what he has inside him. That when he goes in the cupboard too, it goes with him. When India, when he's in the world too, he's with him all the time. He can be a pauper, but he's got something which is in him, which remains with him all the time. No one can take it away. That is kamal of a person. If a person got a beautiful car, he's driving a very beautiful car, very expensive car, but the person got bad qualities in him. He's a person that everyone look at him with a bad eye. Then they say the car is good, but the man is not good. The kamal is the man must be good with the car. A fellow is wearing a beautiful, expensive suit and he's walking around and boasting. Everyone says he's boasting his suit. He's not a good. The suit don't suit him. The suit don't suit him. In other words, the kamal of a person is it must suit him what he talks. When he walks around too, it must suit him. The kamal, he must walk with his kamal. He must have those things that no one can steal from you. No one can steal from you. Money is today is here. The people praising you. Tomorrow money goes away, khalas. No more praises. The praise is that which remains with you. No one can take it away from you. That is the kamal of a person. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "An-nasu kullum halikun illa al-alimu." The most important thing is knowledge. To survive in this world also, a person has knowledge, then only he can survive. An ignorant person, will not survive in this world. He has to have knowledge. The more knowledge he has to survive in this world, the more he'll go higher and higher. So knowledge is something which is very important. Likewise, the knowledge of Islam is also important, which is more than important. The knowledge of the world is temporary. The knowledge of Allah is always there. That is compulsory, which always happens. If a person, no matter how much he has knowledge, if he has knowledge, that knowledge must bring him more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Any knowledge that bring you more near and dear to Allah, that is knowledge. And any knowledge that take him away from Allah Ta'ala, no matter how much he knows, your person got so much of knowledge, but it does not bring more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala, then you do not call that a knowledge. Knowledge must bring you more near and dear to Allah Subhanahu. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Annasu kullum halikuna illa al-alimun. Alim, ilm, knowledge is something very, very important. Everything, we all accept in this world, we are knowledge to. Without knowledge, no one accepts you to. No one recognizes you to. Sometimes a person may be a pauper, but because of his knowledge, everyone look at him. They respect him. The respect is in knowledge what Allah Ta'ala gives you. And the more, Annasu kullum halikuna illa al-alimun. The most important day after Nabi comes is that a person is destroyed. He has the knowledge, but if he does not act on it, then he's not an alim. Most important is knowledge is given to act on knowledge. To act on knowledge. And the more you act on knowledge, the more knowledge you get, you know how to act. That's why you find the masters of namaz. A person reads namaz every day, he has the knowledge of it. But those things like hajj, once a year he performs, he does not have the knowledge of it. He has to remember it. He has to read the thing. Before he goes for hajj, he has to learn the thing. No matter how who it may be. Mullah Ali Qari was a very great person. Very great person. But when he went to make tawaf, he was doing outside, wrong way. So one child told him, if you read the kitab of Mullah Ali Qari, you won't do this. Yet he was the person that wrote the thing. So we come to know that that what you do every day, you have full knowledge of that. But those things you not do every day, you don't have knowledge of it. Like today you find, business is a knowledge itself. But very few people know the business knowledge. That's why there's so many things they're doing against the law of Allah, against the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times I find a person in 5-10 namaz he's making, he's keeping fast everything, but because he does not have the knowledge of the business transactions, his business is completely haram. He does not even know about it too. Years it carries on, he comes to realize that I did this business transaction, but it's completely haram. So that is not an excuse. In the eyes of Allah, there will be no excuse that Allah did not know this thing. Allah Ta'ala wants his farz on everyone. In this law of the country, no man will say, I do not know the Quran. The law of court won't accept this, that no, this man here, you can't say this, that I did not know the law. They will not accept that. If the law of the country does not accept, then how will they expect Allah Ta'ala to accept? So every law of Allah Ta'ala is only, if you are a businessman, you have to know the knowledge of business. You must know how to do business. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should go into the bazaars, and those people who do not know the law of business, he should close their business down. You must find out the law of business, because halal haram is very important. So Nabi Kareem says, Annasu kullum halikun illa al-alimun. Al-alimun kullum halikun illa al-aminun. You must make amal on whatever you do. If Allah Ta'ala did not want to make amal, then he should not send Nabis down. He should just send the Quran down and told us to follow. But he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a total example to us that you follow him. Whatever he does, his life is your life. We have to look into our life and see that whatever we do, whether it's our businesses, whether it's our marriages, whether our social life, private life, whatever life it may be, all kind of lives, it must be according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it's not according to the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's not acceptable. That is why Allah Ta'ala sent especially a Nabi to bring about this thing. The qualities of the Nabi must come into our lives. Our character must be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest thing today is character. We have to bring character into our lives. To smile at a person costs you nothing. You do not know this, to smile at a person is sadaqah, is charity. Who is smiling to a person? To make salam to a person is a very great quality. Who is making salam to him? You only make salam to that person who is very good to you. You make salam to that person who has done some favors to you. Islam teaches you to make salam to every mu'min. Whosoever you meet, whether a stranger or it may be. That is a kamal of a mu'min. That when he looks at another Muslim, he looks at a Muslim with one eye. With respect, that he makes salam to that person. So, kullum halikun al-alimun. So many a time you find a person, he's got the knowledge too. And he's acting on it too. Annasu kullum halikun illa al-mukhlisun. Then comes the most important thing. That he may be doing those things, but he does not have ikhlas in him. He does not have ikhlas. Ikhlas is very important. Ikhlas means sincerity. that anything that you do, you only do it for one intention, that is for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. For example, I give you, even if I'm going the path of Allah, I must go one intention that I'm not going because my business is closing down. So let me go out in the path of Allah, Allah will be barakat. That is wrong. Oh, I got some sickness in me, so let me go in the path of Allah, or let me give some charity, then my sickness will come right. Then that is not ikhlas. Ikhlas is only for the sake of Allah that you do. Whatever you do, your intention may be, I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm going out in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm becoming a hafiz for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm becoming an alim for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the time of one king, you know, when he built a very big madrasa, and it so happened that the king thought to himself, let me go and find out now what intention these people have got. So he went to the madrasa and he asked the students, what are you studying? He says, I'm studying to become a qazi. So he says, you become a qazi, why? He said, my father is a qazi, so I want to become qazi too. The king, oh, he heard that. He went to the next person and said, you become a qari. See, I'm becoming a qari because my father is a qari, so I'll become a qari. So he looked at him and said, okay. Then he went on to him and he was very despondent about it. He says, no man, I built with the intention that something must happen, but yeah, everyone is doing for their own purpose. So I think I must break down the madrasa. So he was so despondent. When he came out, he saw one student sitting down there and studying. He said, let me ask this student at least, ask him what he feels about it. And then he asked him, he says, why are you studying? He says, I want to study because to recognize Allah. To recognize Allah. To recognize His command, to follow His command. He got so happy about it. But then he asked him, what's your name? It turned out to be Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi. Imam? So the most important thing, that whatever we do, we must have ikhlas in us. We must do it for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It must be no other reason to. You smile at a Muslim or make salam to a Muslim for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You take out money to give something for the sake of Allah. You, whatever you do, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Because we know very well that hadith, which is very famous in the time of Nabi Kansam, says that who is a pauper? The Sahaba said, that person got no money. He said, no. A pauper is that person who will have so much of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, but all those deeds will be of baseless to him. No benefit at all. A haji will be called. You'll be told, you performed hajj. Ya Allah, I performed hajj. Yes, you got the name and fame in the world. People praised you so much and you enjoyed it. You wanted them to praise you. The day they didn't call you haji sahab, you got very hurt about it. I'm a haji sahab, why not call me a haji? Now, go to the same people and ask them, I got nothing. So that is a pauper on day of Qiyamah. You will have nothing on day of Qiyamah. An alim will be called also. And say, why did you become an alim? I want people to praise me. I give wonderful talks. I wait for people to talk, to call me. I want them to praise me and the rest of it too. So Allah Ta'ala will tell him, you wanted the praise from the people. And the day the people do not praise you, you feel very hurt about it. And if people call you other names, you feel very hurt. You want them must call you an alim. If they call you by names, you feel very hurt. Now you must go to those people and they will get it. Likewise, every person who went to the path of Allah also, he will be asked the same question too. That you went for this intention, Allah Ta'ala will say, then you have to go to those people who will do good. I cannot give you nothing here because it's not my pleasure. My pleasure is no matter what you are faced with, whatever condition you are going through, all that condition, you do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah must be happy. No one else will be happy. That's why I'm doing this work. In that way, then Allah Nabi can say, Al-Mukhlisun. Ikhlas is very important. But then with ikhlas, it's another very thing that is happening, and that is called pride. When a certain person becomes to have ikhlas in him, he's got knowledge too, he feels his knowledge is someone now. You see? So my knowledge now. You know, they say my knowledge. Because remember, the person who had the biggest knowledge and the greatest knowledge was Shaitan. There no one was greater alim than him. The greatest alim was Shaitan. But in the end, when the farishtas asked, told him, that Allah Ta'ala wrote in the arsh there, there is a person who will go against my command. The moment the farishta read that, they ran to Shaitan because his name was Azazil. Shaitan's name was Azazil. The ibadat that he made in this world, no one else could have made that ibadat. That knowledge that he had, no one could. So when they went to him, the Pharisees asked him, make dua that we must not be from that person who will go against the law of Allah. So because he felt he had so much of knowledge, and because he felt he had so much of deen in him, so much of ibadat in him, so many years he made ibadat, he thought he's not the one. He can never be the culprit. You see, he made dua for them. He forgot himself. In the end of the time, who became the fuel of Jahannam? The same person, Shaitan. Thereafter, he became not Azazil, he became Shaitan. So, Allah Ta'ala is showing us, no matter how much good you do, no matter how much ibadat you make, no matter, do not rely on your ibadat. Do not rely, in other words, do not look down at others. Do not look down. If Allah gave you the ability, you have to thank Him. Not to show off and boast about it and look down at others. Remember how Allah Ta'ala brought you to the mosque. Allah Ta'ala bring the next person to the mosque too. There was a person, his worker was very, very punctual in salah. Very punctual. So one day his boss is telling him to carry his goods and go to the mosque, to the house. And while he's carrying the goods, adhan took place. So he told the boss, just hold on, let me leave my parcel here. We go to read namaz. The boss telling you carry on. You know how nowadays too? You find a worker going, the boss say you carry on. The statement you carry on is not a small statement. You carry on in the world, not carry on there. Many times, we see you carry on. In other words, you must carry on, I won't go. However, he went to the masjid, he read his namaz. All the people are coming to the mosque, this man not coming out. This man? Now the boss is getting mad about it. First of all, he didn't go to the mosque, now he's mad. He's shouting, where are you? Why aren't you coming out? He said, what must I do? He does not want to come out. He said, who? The one that does not want you to come in. The one that don't want you to come in, he's not allowing me to come out. That's Allah Ta'ala. That's Allah Ta'ala. So, man must understand, whatever he does, he is not doing it. Allah Ta'ala is doing it. Allah Ta'ala is doing it. He must not have boast about his knowledge. He must not boast about whatever he's doing. He's doing nothing. He is doing nothing. Allah Ta'ala is doing it. Remember, if Allah Ta'ala not put in your heart to come to the masjid, you would not have come to the masjid at all. Remember, if Allah Ta'ala not put in your heart to do this one good act, whatever act it may be, you would have not done it. What are you doing? We are nothing, my dear friends. This is called pride must not come in. Pride have led people completely. They have lost everything. They have lost everything. And what is the meaning of pride? The meaning of pride is to look down at others and to feel high and mighty of yourself. That because, and how you come to know that? I'll give you an example. You read namaz in this masjid. You walked out, another Muslim passing by makes salam to you. How would you react? If you react in a manner, like in a very subtle manner, you speak to him, you must know that is pride. You have no right to look down at him. The possibility that he's going to another place to read namaz. The possibility came from work, he's going to read namaz yet. You have no right to look down at him. If you look down at him, that means why do you, you should not invite him, you should not make salam to him too. He made salam to you, and the kamal of the man is, he is making salam to you, but you replied to him in a very subtle manner. The manner to say that, I'm not happy with you. Allah is happy with him. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One day one person came to him, his disciple was with him, and one sinner was passing by, and he saw the face of Isa alayhi salam. He looked at him and said, Ya Allah, what a great man he looks like. I like to sit by him too. He just said, I like to sit by him. What a great person, I like to sit by him. Now the moment this is the person who's next to him, looked at him and said, he's a sinner, what is coming to sit by us? Just imagine, he thought that he's a sinner, what is coming to sit by me, by us? But he came and sat by him. He came with this intention, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, but I can sit with this person, I can change my life. He said with that intention, but the person who was disciple with him thought to his heart, he is a bad person, why he must come and sit next to me? We, when we read namaz, when we see a person who got some old habits in him, if you read namaz next to us, you begin to think of his old habits, failing to understand he made tawbah and made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgave him. When Allah forgives him, and you and I have got no right to think down. When he came to read namaz, you must thank Allah Ta'ala he came to read namaz. Whose namaz except Allah knows, no one else. However, when this person thought in his heart that why is he sitting with us, Allah Ta'ala sent the way down to Isa al-Islam, telling him that all his actions are closed now, nothing accepted. He must restart all over again. And that person who came to sit by you, I have forgiven all his sins. He must start with him. So, Man must understand that he is nothing, Allah is everything. Whatever is happening to him, good, is from Allah Ta'ala. And he must learn to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. The moment you make shukr, iman itself, one cannot deny. You cannot even trust the iman. That's why Nabi Karim said, وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَشُكْرَ لَا مَا أَكْرَمْتَنِي بِنِعْمَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. Every day of your life, you have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, you have given us iman. That iman, if you die with iman, you got everything. You do not die with iman, lost everything. So it's important that we must have knowledge too. With knowledge, we must make amal too. With amal, we must have ikhlas too. And with ikhlas, not forgetting, must not have pride. You have done it, he allowed you to do it. You read namaz, he allowed you to read namaz. You did good, he allowed you to. All these things you have in front of you all the time, it will prevent you from committing all kind of sins and to look down at others. Allah Ta'ala amarkani tawfiq nasir.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.